I was really troubled by an article I read late last week about the many faith, this is what it was entitled, many faith leaders wary of religious exemptions for vaccine. And they quoted a number of religious leaders, prominent pastors, and I'm not going to get into mentioning names, but, you know, one prominent Baptist pastor saying, you know, people, since there is no credible biblical argument against vaccines, we have refused to offer exemptions to the handful of people who have requested them. Basically, these pastors telling people, you have no credible biblical argument not to surrender your body to government to get this injection. And Owen, I have a problem with that because I don't think it's biblical.
I have a problem with it too. It's called the image of God. It's called, I am made by God. And as such, I bear and even am the image of God. My body has been given me as a gift from the Lord, 1 Corinthians 6. I steward it to the glory of God. I cannot make myself live forever in this body. I am under the curse of sin, and yet I am responsible for being a steward of the body that God has given me. That means that I, and not some faith council out there somewhere, am responsible for making the decisions about my body and my family's bodies, my children's bodies. And so if I am somewhat concerned, let's say, about a vaccine that has been rushed to production, that has not been tested according to established procedures, if I have those concerns, then it is totally valid for me as a human being, and yes, as a Christian, to register those concerns and not go through with the virus. If somebody disagrees with me and assesses all the same data and is a Christian and believes that they are the image of God and wants to get the vaccine, they have that freedom. And I do not condemn them for doing so. But this whole discussion of religious exemptions and everything, my body is from God. And so that's the starting point for my whole faith.
And to add to that, not only is your body from God, but it is the temple of God. It is, as Paul talks about, and Paul talks about, you know, for some of us, you know, as he was talking about eating the meat that may have come from the marketplace that had been offered to idols, you know, if it bothers you, don't eat it. You know, if you don't have a problem with it, eat it. So, you know, I personally would not apply for a religious exemption. My concerns over the vaccine are not based upon religious concerns. But I have people in my family that do have that concern, and they have exercised it, and I support them in doing that. So I think we've got to, I think the scripture is very clear on that. I also think the Constitution, well, our founding documents, I should say, where the founders recognize the rights of conscience. And I cannot think of anything more invasive than forcing someone to inject something into their body. And again, this is something that is relatively new. We don't know. We're now starting to see more evidence come out about the consequences of these vaccines, and to force people to do it, and then for religious leaders to say, you have no right to object to this, I just don't think they're on biblical grounds to say that.
It's unconscionable that religious leaders are doing so, especially from the standpoint of the scripture. The scripture says nothing about thou must take vaccinations or something like this. You are free to think things through. And if you assess that you should, or you, your loved ones, your family, you are free to do so. But there is not a biblical mandate. There's a word we're hearing everywhere in the last 2 years for us to do so. We have freedom here, and we would never want to violate rights of conscience as Christians. Certainly as a Baptist, I would never want to do that. And I wouldn't want to do that even as an American citizen, even if I'm not a Christian, because the rights of conscience are not like 37th on the list of important factors in a free society. The rights of conscience are basically first. If you take those away, you no longer have a free society.
And there's why, and therein lies my concern about the mandate, is because I'm not going to surrender to a government mandate for a vaccine. And I've got my own medical reasons because I've had two of the different variants, and so I've got natural immunity. So I don't feel like I need to get it. And then secondly, if we surrender on this, what's next?
Totally.